Masayoshi Son once said, "The semiconductor is the brain within the head. The software is the wisdom, and the data is the knowledge." Keep this in mind as we discuss today the restrictions imposed by the Biden administration on the U.S. firms selling semiconductors to China. And what does it mean for the future trade war, or the ongoing trade war, rather, between the U.S. and China? My name is Dr. David Waralu.
And my name is Elizabeth Ann Stewart.
And you are watching Geopolitics in Conflict.
Technology is the latest sector to be affected by tensions between the U.S. and China. Washington has imposed sweeping controls on exports of semiconductors, also known as microchips, to Beijing.
The U.S. Commerce Department rolling out sweeping regulations that restrict the sale of semiconductors and chip-making equipment to Chinese customers.
We're looking at a global recession. Chips industry kind of beaten up a lot of these companies. Why did the Biden administration move to do this now?
What a topic, huh?
A huge topic. But before we jump into that topic, we have two offshoot channels. We have one called Geopolitical Trends, where David goes live every other day, right?
Almost
every other day. Check it out here. And one where I give you actual tools and skills to be able to level the playing field, because we all know that the playing field is not level right now. It's called Heart of the Warrior. Check it out.
I was going to say, what was the name of that channel? And I think we should let our viewers know about the webinar. We're going to be doing a webinar. Why don't you talk about it?
So the webinar is going to be the Great Illusion. So there are things that happen underneath the things that you see on the news, underneath the narrative, there are real things going on. And we want to share some of those things with you guys in ways that we can't on other platforms. So check out the link below to join that webinar. It's completely free.
Indeed. Well, also, before we jump into this topic, I always like to say thank you for your support, because it means a lot. And I'm assuming by now, if you have not subscribed, please do so.
It helps with the algorithm, yeah. And it makes our channel more accessible to more people.
Yeah.
So this is economic war with China.
Settled for now.
Yeah.
It's going to get very, very bad. And the reason why I say it's going to get very bad, as I always say, you have to keep in mind the trends.
Absolutely.
You have to take into consideration the 20th Congress in China as far as the election of President Xi for third term, if he gets it. But if he does, what you're going to be looking at is the U.S.-China relations.
Oh, my God.
Not only from a geopolitical aspect, but from economic, including microchips.
Absolutely. And I think this was maybe the quietest, like you were just talking about, this is maybe the quietest, biggest thing that has happened, because this, you know, it's not outright war or whatever, but it is economic war. So China has had a really big push towards science and technology, right? Mm-hmm. And they have put an enormous amount of resources into being the top of the AI food chain by 2030. Well, so this puts a huge problem in front of China to get that done.
Yeah, because if the restrictions now imposed by the Biden administration, which to the point, by the way, that even the U.S. will revoke citizenship of either citizens or even permanent residents who are working on the chips that's being sold to China. To me, it's a red flag.
Yeah.
It's a red flag. I'm not talking about the trade war. It's a red flag as far as the government has that outreach into revoking somebody's citizenship. That is very problematic.
Yep.
But on the other hand, economically speaking, that also it tells you where things are headed.
Absolutely.
Moving forward. And given what's going on the global stage, we are still seeing, and I am sure whatever part of the world you are in, you are experiencing the prices of energy.
Absolutely.
So my point in that, how one conflict in Ukraine is impacting the rest of the world from an energy.
Well, and so we're looking at semiconductors, right? Mm-hmm. We're looking at chips. And what's impacted by this? What sectors are impacted by this? It's just about everything. Technological, down to your cell phones, but also down to advanced weaponry.
Of course, yeah.
That's heavily impacted by this too.
Yeah. And the question that we need to ask is, was it a wise policy of the administration to do this?
I don't know.
I just don't see, because here is the thing.
Yeah.
It's going to be harming Americans more so than the Chinese.
Well, it's going to be harming the Chinese too.
Yeah, to agree. For us.
Absolutely.
For us, because we don't produce stuff here.
Yeah.
We don't.
Oh, absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
We are not at that point where we can produce. We are a consuming society. Not
you know who's a big chip manufacturer?
Taiwan. Yeah. And this is why I said you put the trends of, if President Xi is reelected for third term, you're going to have to look in terms of what will become of U.S.-China relations. And I think maybe we'll do a special video just on that down the road. Just let us know your thoughts about this one here. But the bottom line to this, or the key issue that you need to understand, it's not an if. This is going to proceed unless the next president of the United States will reverse by an executive order. This is how it works in our system.
Yep.
One president embark on a policy, the next president can reverse it.
Mm-hmm.
It's problematic for us to agree, but this exemplify that this quiet trade war, it's going to become ever, ever more tense than we can even see, or because they're not going to report much about it. It's going to be done behind.
And that's exactly what's happening here.
That's how it's done.
You're exactly right. Yeah. That's what's happening right now. And this is a huge deal. Like, this isn't nothing. This is a huge deal that impacts every country involved. And David, I would like your opinion on this because I think it's very interesting that specifically they went after chips.
Well, yeah, because because our modern day, everything
depends on it.
Chips included in your fridge, in your dishwasher, in your phone, your cars, you name it.
Yep.
So chips is an integral part of our existence, per se. But you're right also on your point about what it's going to do to the weapon manufacturer.
Yep.
You know, I'll give you just a quick example that I'm a little familiar with, that it has to do with guided missiles. You know, the guided missiles that are conducted, you know how they are conducted? You know why we call them guided missiles? It's because of the satellites.
Yep.
Satellites depends on what? Chips.
Chips.
It's going to be impacting every aspect you can think of. But there is also, historically speaking, and I'm talking based on what I read about, how if a country want to either destroy another country or whatever, you get involved in economics.
Absolutely.
You don't get in shooting war.
You know, and I think right now, because we have all this huge threat, everybody's got weapons. I mean, everyone's got nukes. Everyone's got serious weapons. And so war is fought in some ways in economic ways.
Mm-hmm.
There are more ways than one to cripple a country. And this seems like it was a really big play to cripple China, especially in science and technology, which is one of the ways, or two of the ways, that China has really been outpacing just about everybody else. You know, we talk all the time about how many scientists does China produce every year, right? And so we're looking at crippling them in the place that would hurt them maybe the most.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing that has not been reported here in the U.S. much.
Mm-hmm.
I had a conversation with someone from inside, and do you know that so many Chinese scientists here in the U.S. are leaving and going back home?
Wow, I did not know that.
No, they didn't disclose that. So they are leaving in trove because they just... and of course, this was born out of an investigation by the FBI that I am aware of.
Yeah.
And it has to do with a scientist in, I believe, Boston University. You know, just because he happens to be of Chinese descent.
Yeah.
You know.
Are they leaving on their own choice? Or are they being encouraged?
No, some of them are leaving on their own choice because they are starting to realize this is not a conducive environment anymore.
Yeah.
What's not been disclosed is the harm is going to cause for us scientifically.
Yeah.
Because when you look at it, who are the majority in the tech sector? Let's face it.
Right.
You know, it's not, you know.
They're not American.
No,
it's mostly
not
foreign.
Let's just say it's straightforward. Yeah.
Even, frankly, even in business schools, I went to my undergraduate degrees in global business.
Yeah.
Even in business school, it was primarily not American.
Yeah. And by the way, before I forget, You might want to share with our viewer that you've been in China before.
I did. I considered working in China. It was one of the things that I wanted to explore, China and South Korea. And so I did. I did corporate
you mean
visit.
South Korea.
South Korea, yeah.
Yeah, not North Korea.
Oh, no. South Korea.
Okay.
Both places were lovely. I just wanted to be a little bit closer to home. But yes, I did. I did corporate visits, and they're very, very interesting ways that business is actually done in both places that are very different, very, very different than here.
Well, good. I'm glad you shared that, because this way, at least our viewers will have an understanding that you do understand about the corporate structure of China. And that's why you're talking about this. So it's not like you're talking on top of your head. You are talking based on experience that you've been there and you saw how things are structured. So I thought about it.
No, because, thank you.
You know, we have a conversation when we drink coffee, we chat.
And we do. You're absolutely right. We want to share a little bit more about ourselves and our lives with you guys. But the most interesting thing to me about this is specifically what the Biden, because I'm not going to credit Biden for himself for just about anything at this point.
No.
It's his administration.
Yeah, it wasn't his decision. It wasn't his decision, by the way. It's not.
That guy can barely read from a teleprompter. It's not his. It does not appear to be his decision. But his administration is making that choice.
But what it tells me, it's even the administration have been forced to make that decision. What's behind something like this is the special interest groups, the defense contractors behind the scenes.
Yeah.
The problem is, like we said earlier, is the impact that's going to have on every segment or sector in our American life. Because microchips has been and is the future.
It is.
you can't assume we will figure out something, or even for the United States to embark on building microchips here. It ain't gonna work.
Well, and also, why so soon, right? So we're seeing a lot of this type of behavior with really big things, where it's like before infrastructure is put in place to replace particular types of manufacturing or to replace certain types of buyers, sellers, whatever it is, there's large policies being made before that. And I definitely want to keep an eye personally on what's coming with Taiwan because of their chip manufacturing and what excuse might be used to justify entering into that conflict. Like I said, I don't know for sure, but I am very curious to see what comes out of
that. I am seeing signs, like for example, the appropriation of $10.2 billion from Congress is called the Taiwan Act. $10.2 billion of weapon sales.
Yeah.
That's to me a trend, and it gives me a hint as to what lies ahead. And this is why I said earlier, by the time you watch this video, the decision will have already been made regarding whether Xi Jinping is going to be have a third term. But the key factor to look into that is how that foreign policy for the next 5 years it's going to be vis-a-vis U.S.-China relations.
Yeah. No.
I'm in process of writing a book about China.
You are.
So I am looking into this, and this is a perfect timing to see what should we expect the next 5 years. And if this is decision, Biden administration...
It's a big decision. It's,
but it is, but it's also, if this is anything, it's an indication for how intense that trade war it's going to become.
Absolutely.
So stay tuned for what lies ahead and keep your eyes open, because if this moves forward or when it moves forward full speed, it's going to impact the rest of the world. It's no different than the energy, what we are experiencing.
Absolutely. Exactly what you're saying, the energy really is affecting the entire especially the Western world, but it really is a huge impact. It's not nothing.
No. Those things, by the way, don't happen in a vacuum.
They do not.
Never, ever. Mm-hmm. When it comes down to, and this is, I know it from being a student of history, but also being around, being on the ground and seeing, nothing in geopolitics happens in vacuum.
Nothing.
None. I'll challenge whomever says otherwise. So, because with this, you're going to have now to think in terms of what lies ahead for Europe.
Yep.
Especially with its financial decline. And could this explain why the German chancellor now is heading out to China?
Yes.
Maybe.
Very possible.
So again, you see the trends where things are headed, because Europe is in the verge on collapsing economically.
Yeah.
They won't say it. They won't admit it. But
well,
just
it's coming,
look,
whether yeah, they admit
well, just
it or
look
not.
At the amount of protests going on.
Absolutely.
The amount of protests that's going on.
Yeah.
So anyway, well, like you said earlier, with the idea of, you know, the importance of the chips in Taiwan, could the decision now of the Biden administration precipitate China into taking over Taiwan?
That's what I'm trying to say is, like, I actually do think that maybe if it's not directly,
yeah,
if it's not like a direct, because these things happen in stages.
That's correct.
They don't just happen at once. And so is it possible that this is another drop in the basket that is trying to get war to happen?
Yeah, that's a possibility. But if so, it becomes the survival of China because it depends so much. Mm-hmm. So it will make more sense for China to take care of Taiwan sooner than later.
Yeah.
When taking into consideration that both Hong Kong and Macau are now fully mm-hmm. under China, Taiwan is next, but it depends. I don't see China militarily going in because
yeah.
what the president of Taiwan just said, Tsai, mm-hmm. she said that almost like we don't want any war with mainland China.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what she's saying is we'd like to maintain the status quo.
Yeah.
That's what, but the idea is there, or the possibility is mm-hmm. there, that Biden's decision regarding the microchips mm-hmm. could force China to go into a war and take over, but I don't see
well,
it
well, so
happening.
This is just a human behavior thing, but, you know, wasn't $10 billion just approved for weapons
yeah.
into Taiwan?
And it also has to do with type of weapons. Is it offensive or defensive?
Mm-hmm.
That's
an interesting question.
We'll do another video on it specifically just to highlight the financial entanglement
yes.
of something like this.
Yes. I do also want to point out, though, that it is very likely that even though the U.S. is not allowed to sell the chips, and it's not even just that,
mm-hmm.
but all Americans are being pulled out of those companies. So they're losing a large percent of their highly skilled staff on top of that, and they mm-hmm. don't, China just doesn't have the personnel to cover to bring that to China. But it is possible to get them from other countries. So I do want to put that out there
mm-hmm.
too. So it's not like China is lost, like you were talking about, nothing happens in a vacuum. There are other places for them to get these chips.
The one last thing I would like to add, this one has to do also with why you are witnessing a move by the BRICS. Remember the video
yeah.
we did about amassing gold?
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's not in a vacuum. There is a reason for that.
Yeah.
You also have to keep in mind the upcoming elections of Brazil.
Yep.
And the second thing is Argentina and Saudi Arabia's possibility admission to the BRICS.
Yep.
So you can just see where it's going, especially when you tie it to the financial sector.
One of the things that we want to give you guys is ways to pay attention to information that isn't the same as the bright, loud stories mm. that are going on, right? This was a quieter story. People weren't really talking about this. It's not a lot of press on it. There's some, but there's not a lot. And this is a really important story. So I just want to, you know, put out there for you guys to maybe pay attention to some of the quieter news stories that seem like they should actually be getting more attention than they are.
Indeed. Well, as always, prepare yourself for a changing world order. Till next time. Bye-bye.